Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE. Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
Musical Ramblings presented by Francis Butler.
Hello. That was the late Cuban pianist Jorge Bolet playing Franz Liszt's transcription of Schubert's Lied des Forelles, set to the lyrics of a poem by Christian Schubart. It was written from the perspective of an onlooker who, standing on the banks of a river, watches with joy the frolics of a happy little trout, only to be dismayed when a fisherman comes along and catches it. And so charming a song is it that I seriously think it would be remiss of me not to give Lucia Pop the chance to sing it as intended by Franz Schubert and accompanied by Erwin Gage. The eternally lovely Slovak soprano Lucia Pop singing Die Forelle by Schubert. And she departed this world only too young in 1993. Now, Austrian Martin Vauch plays a 1700 Goffreiler violin with von Wildemar on what is obviously a modern piano, Schubert's Fantasy in C major, written just a year before Schubert died in 1827, and apparently, according to many, it's considered the most difficult music ever written for the piano, and more difficult even than all of Rachmaninoff's piano concertos put together. That is according, anyway, to Russian pianist Nikolai Lugansky, famous for his five variations on Humpty Dumpty. Thank you.
Ramblings, presented by Francis Butler.
Martin Walch and Klaus von Wildmann playing Schubert's Fantasy in C major for violin and piano, the Andantino. Now, some 100 years before Schubert wrote his Fantasy in C major, a Frenchman, Jean-Philippe Rameau, was devoting his life to keyboard music. A notable eccentric, he was described as tall, thin, and in the habit of speaking incomprehensibly and very loudly. Indeed, it was once said of him that once he shut the lid of his harpsichord, that nobody was at home. And he achieved great fame in the 1720s for his treatise on harmony, for which he cleverly wrote, "Of all the elements united in the performance of music, rhythm is the one most natural to us, as it is equally natural to all animals." Of course, to the modern ear accustomed to the African bass rhythms of jazz and rock, Rameau's idea of exciting rhythm does seem a little bit tame. Tame, but exciting nonetheless. Now listen here to the pace and rhythm of a piece from his harpsichord suite in D minor called Les Cyclopes, the Cyclops, the one-eyed giants, who the ancient Greeks believed to live in a faraway land without law and order. Actually, I don't think they were far wrong. Víkingur Ólafsson excels. Cyclope by Jean-Philippe Rameau and played by Víkingur Ólafsson, rhythmical man of the moment. While on the other side of the globe, geographically speaking, there rules another master of the keyboard, Lang Lang. Confounding the critics with his free and open interpretations of the great romantic composers, people nonetheless flocked to see and hear him play Chopin, Liszt, Tchaikovsky, Rachmaninoff, even Mozart. Here he is, however, tackling a curiously rhythmic South American piece called Dance of Spring by the Chinese composer Song Yi Qiang from his 2008 album Dreams of China. Dance of Spring by Sung Yi-kyang. So strangely, curiously old-fashioned work, considering that Sung Yi-kyang was born in 1945. Now, a charming little piece, written by the 10-year-old Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart whilst he was in The Hague, dedicated to the Princess Caroline Nassau-Weilburg on the occasion of the birthday of her brother, Prince Wilhelm of Orange. Although the harmony is, of course, faultless, it's interesting to note how the piano dominates the violin to the extent that actually the music would be complete as a piano solo. I mean, he was 10 after all.
Presented by Francis Butler.
Alina Ibragimova and Cedric Tiberghien playing Mozart's Violin Sonata No. 13 in C major, the Allegro Maestoso. Every now and then we have to remind ourselves that the music we listen to today is, well, they're really modern interpretations of works that might have sounded very different in the days they were produced. After all, standards change. And of course, we are horribly spoiled by the perfect performances of studio productions. Now, Dutch pianist Arthur Schoendenwerd not only makes period keyboards, but he plays them himself, exploring musical interpretations of the 18th and 19th century. Just listen to him here on his copy of an 1805 Johann Fritz pianoforte, and he's playing the rondo from the third movement of Beethoven's second piano concerto, and is accompanied here by the ensemble Cristofori. Thank you. Arthur Schoendervoort playing Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 2, the third movement, the Rondo, with the ensemble Cristofori. They're really worth listening to. You can Google them. Well, here I have to take my leave. And since we were on the subject of how our perception of musical interpretations mutates over the generations, let us, for a moment, or 5 or 6 minutes, consider Pink Martini's use of Chopin's Andante Spianato. That is, before it becomes rather too difficult to play when it breaks into a grand polonaise. And on that, I'm going to leave you with La Soledad by Pink Martini. Goodbye.
Como poesía en la canción. habitación, mostrándome un nuevo mundo de pasión, amándome sin egoísmo y la razón, más sin saber que era el amor. Yo protegí mi corazón, el sol se fue y yo cantando tu canción, la soledad se adueña de toda emoción. Perdóname si el miedo robó mi ilusión. Viniste a mí, no supe amar y solo queda esta canción.
Radio Europe.
Your voice in Spain.
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels, and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.